Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. So today we're very excited to have Sarah Beth Meyer with us. Sarah holds a master's in theology and has put this to good use in preparing the gospel for presentation to children in her series, The Gospels for Little Ones. And the beautiful series is available at ewtnrc.com. You can go out to our website, sarahbethmeyer.com. Well, we certainly have enjoyed reading the books and learning in the rhyme and the beauty of that.
She's a great writer.
Great writer. I mean, for our children and our boys, I could hear them turn it into a rap, you know, because that's how they would memorize things, right? And so as I was reading them, I was, you know, going through it, and I think my boys would rap this.
Yeah. Well, they're beautifully written. This isn't all that she does, but it's an important part of the work. We have Matthew and Mark for children and for all people to read, and now Luke is going to be coming out. It's just so important, you know, in selecting her to be on the show. It was really at a point, you know, read a number of people that could be on, and I was just thinking to myself right before we selected her that, you know, I was lamenting a little bit about not hearing as much about the Word of God in our Catholic tradition and how important that Word is, having the Word of God as a treasure in your heart to bring it forth. And maybe it's one of our grandchildren, Jude, who's attending kind of an evangelical, charismatic school.
It's Josiah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, who did I say, Jude?
Yeah.
Josiah, yeah. So Josiah, and he comes home, and the parents say, tell him the Bible verses you learned it. And I mean, he's learning Bible verses, you know, and he knows the Word of God, and he probably knows the most scripture out of any of the 17 grandchildren.
But he walks around the school confessing to everyone that I am Catholic.
I'm Catholic. But you know what? The Protestants are giving him the Word of God in a very unique and special way.
Very beautiful.
So anyway, our children need the Word of God. We need to share with them the Word of God. We need to help them to memorize Scripture. Because the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to pierce the division of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, discerning the desires and intentions of the heart. That's just one aspect of the Word. Never mind all the comfort that it brings. So let's honor the Word of God as we do in the liturgy. Liturgy of the Word, Liturgy of the Sacrament. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we are excited to have Sarah Beth Meyer with us. Sarah holds a master's in theology and has put this to good use in preparing the gospel for presentation to children in her series, The Gospels for Little Ones. And the beautiful books are available at ewtnrc.com. You can go out to our website, sarahbethmeyer.com. Well, Sarah, we are excited to have you. And first, we want you to tell our family a little bit about yourself and the ministries that you are involved in.
Well, we just celebrated our 29th anniversary, and my husband, right? My husband and I, unbeknownst to us, got married on the feast day of then Blessed Junipero Serra. And the work that we do together has involved the variety of vocations. So we're a sponsor couple for engaged couples in our parish. We work with the Sarans, and it's just, it's unbelievable how God will plant that little seed and now it flourishes. So those are the ministries I do with him. And then on my own, the Seven Sarans praying, Seven Sisters also praying, and a St. Anne's Sodality, all those praying grandmas getting together, right, salt of the earth. And a Divine Mercy group on Sunday afternoons where we pray as well. So a lot of prayer and then some activity.
Some activity. How many children?
Nine.
9 children, so she's praying because she has so much activity.
That's true.
So 9 children, and how many of the children are married and out?
3 are married, and then 6 are still at home, and we have a fleet of vehicles that would represent that. And so it's really funny when we'll meet the neighbors, I'll say, oh, we're at the one at the end of the street with all the cars because we have all the kids. Mm-hmm. So my husband's love language is turned into car maintenance and being the fleet manager.
Well, I'm sure at one time you should just be bicycles out front, and then it turned,
yes, it does. Scooters, right?
Yeah, it happens so fast.
It must be a great blessing to see your children beginning to have children now.
That has been one of the things with the little ones is understanding passing that on and what that looks like and the role of grandparents, you know, where you have that bond, that trust with them, and then wanting to give what is the most important heritage you can pass on. Mm-hmm. And so my grandchildren are very, very young. The oldest is only 2.5. And so when her mom, my daughter-in-law, will open the book, she'll point to my picture and say, Grandma.
Beautiful, right? Because she knows you're in there and you're doing something beautiful. As with Junipero Cerro, you are ever forward. Mm. You've been very busy, right? And here you are. Tell us how you came to write these beautiful books. Tell us about that.
Well, to your point, a lot of the children are still at home. Mm-hmm. And when the whole world was locked down in 2020, I would wake up before everyone else and just pray, you know, come Holy Spirit and read a chapter or two of the Gospels. And these beautiful rhymes kind of started emerging. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, again, come Holy Spirit. And as they became stanzas, my friend Allison Sue, who's a pediatrician, and was just painting, because everyone kind of had to find something to do. Mm-hmm. And she was painting her children at play, and almost like a Mary Cassatt quality. It was really beautiful work. And I said, do you think we could do something together? What do you think you could do with this? And I would send her the stanzas, and I'd always say, pray and proceed. And so we tried to kind of think, well, what would the breakdown be? And so between the three, she would choose one, and that formatted these books. It was like the Holy Spirit just had this, we just had to discover it, like it was already done. And you know, Mother Teresa says that you're a pencil in the hand of God, and that's absolutely how this felt.
Well, I want us to unpack, we want to unpack more fully the books. Doesn't have to be at this moment. They are very special and so beautifully done, the images well written. But I also notice here that you communicate the faith by speaking, writing, and song. So tell me a little bit more about the speaking part and song part. Your writing part is absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you. Well, I normally do adult faith formation. This is a giant surprise to me. You know, people don't really think, oh, you have 9 kids, you know, you must love kids. Well, yeah, but I write for publications and speak staff development, you know, parish workshops, things like that. Yeah. And so that's where it normally, I really have a joy for adult faith formation and empowering adults to then share it. Again, in their trusted relationships. If I'm going to stand up in front of a bunch of children, who am I to them? Mm-hmm. But if I can empower their parents and grandparents to then share their faith that they hold dearly, to articulate that to these little ones, then so that's who really has been the most excited, been grandparents.
Right. And, you know, the beautiful thing, and we have a plethora of books at our house, and we read to our grandchildren, and we love sharing that with them and asking questions, you know, because I'm a convert, so I was, for 22 years, I was a Sunday school teacher for 3-year-olds. Well, we had to sing a lot of scripture because, you know, you're trying to get them to memorize and you're trying to plant the word of God deep within their hearts.
Amen.
That when they grow old, it will never depart from them, right? And so it would come in song and you would sing songs. And to this day, as an old woman that I am, those songs are there.
Yes.
And it's because somebody shared them with me, and then you pass them on and share. Here in this beautiful book, it's rhyming, it's beautiful. The pictures, the illustrations, what your illustrator did was absolutely beautiful, Dr. Sue. It's beautiful. It's soft to the eye. Mm. And then rich to the spirit. So the collaboration of the both of you was really heaven sent.
Totally.
How did you do that together? Were you together?
She was in Dallas, I was in Houston, but we would just keep up online, sending messages back and forth. So the entire project was collaboration. I never saw the original artwork. It was unbelievable. And And then in June 20, 2020, which was the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I said, maybe we should find a publisher. Mm-hmm. And because of the feast day, I said, let's put all of this under the protection of her Immaculate Heart. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus grew under the heart of Mary, you know, the good news himself. Mm. And we just kept praying, and it took a year to find Marian Press. And that whole time, you know, when you're in it, it feels interminable, but you realize God needs that time. Well, we need that time for God's grace to permeate and for mm-hmm. us to let go. And I learned to pray, Lord, this is your story. I'm just trying to help tell it mm-hmm. and to let go little by little. And then more and more realizing the gospel, the good news, especially Matthew about the works of mercy, that this isn't for us and about us. And we wanted to find a nonprofit publisher. Mm-hmm. And so all of these beautiful aspects came together with the Marian Fathers and Marian Press. They mm-hmm. are a nonprofit. They are Marian, like, mm-hmm. like, oh, wow, Lord, he mm-hmm. really delivered. So then when they reached out and said, we received your submission, is this still available? Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, it is. And it's been such a beautiful, beautiful journey to get to collaborate with Allison and with everyone at Marian Press. And it's, we don't ever know the next step. So like Mary, you know, we give our little yes, you know, mm-hmm. and I feel like I'm like, yes, question mark. And God's like, yes, exclamation point, mm-hmm. like over and over and over. Yeah. And on Mark, you have the cover there, there's a little guy and he's holding his little fishes mm-hmm. and loaves. And that's how I feel like, Lord, here, mm-hmm. here's my little talents. Can you use mm-hmm. this? And Jesus is like, yes. Yes. Oh, wow, Lord.
Yeah. Right. Well, we were talking about this in the green room, you know, you, this being your sharing, kind of like wonder how God has taken these books and the great interest. Your sales are good. Grandparents being interested, wanting to pass on the faith. And that it's not about you, you know. I mean, God's landing on you, but and you know, we're sharing back there. You know, in our crisis pregnancy center that we run, I share with people. You got to go a long way to kind of ruin a crisis pregnancy center because God's so for the women in crisis pregnancy, their salvation, the salvation of the children, the saving of their bodies, you know, their lives. Mm. And it's the same thing with what you're doing here because you're speaking about Holy Scripture, and getting that into adults, but getting into children in particular, you know, and that they could have this within them. They're beautiful as they are as children, unless you humble yourself and become like a child. That's a big mm-hmm. theme all throughout your books. You will not inherit the kingdom of God. And so they're really ready, and children are so susceptible to learning different languages and so on, but are we teaching them the language and the words of Holy Scripture at an early time? When I read your books, you know, I was just thinking, I never sat with anybody who shared the Scriptures with me like this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I missed these until I had an evangelical encounter with the Scriptures and so on. And wound up departing from the Catholic Church,
wow,
which has more Scripture than the Protestant Church. And then, you know, finally came back to the Catholic Church because I had to understand various dimensions, not only the Scripture, but the sacramental way, church authority, and so on. So this is, so long and short, is God's blessing this because it's about, there's no question about our need to know the Holy Scriptures and to have it in our hearts and to share it with other people. Is this what you find, this, where does Scripture stand in terms of what you're seeing in terms of the need for renewal within the church, within children, the director of religious education? What's going on with the teaching of the Holy Scripture, knowing the Word of God?
Oh, the upside, probably, the downside. That's probably a whole other show, right? But
we're going to have you on tomorrow, too. So.
Briefly, Jesus is the Word, right? The capital W, Word, to whom all the words in Scripture point. Jesus is, so whether you're talking about the whole of Catholic tradition in which Scripture holds pride of place, or like you were talking about, you know, book, chapter, verse, it's all Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so to understand, you know, St. Jerome said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ.
Wow.
So who are we to claim Christ in a sacramental way and somehow abdicate ourselves from knowledge of him and the Word? We can't.
But the beauty of, and I love snuggling with grands and holding them, and even with our children, you know, you can read Dr. Seuss and that's good, but when you're telling a story and you're saying, and this is who Jesus is, and you're getting into the encounter of God's heart, and he's never, he's always going to be with you. He's, and that word, that it's eternal, right? Yeah. So when, even when you're done, you're closing the book, you have planted eternal seeds in their souls.
Well, and that's what's so important when you said to share it and to say it aloud. Mm-hmm. Think about the faith that we have received as our heritage from what our Saint Pope John Paul II said, right? Mm-hmm. Our older brothers and sisters mm-hmm. in the faith. So we inherit this beautiful oral tradition of Scripture before it's ever written. And we know as Christians that the same thing happened in the New Testament, that there were churches living out that fullness of faith in Jesus Christ before the Gospels mm-hmm. were even penned. So we have to understand a little bit of the historical context and then be encouraged mm-hmm. to proclaim, to share, to claim mm-hmm. Scripture.
Yeah. And to live it and to say, I'm living this way because I've encountered these words. Mm-hmm. These words are living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And my heart burns within me because I know him. I know the word. And that's what we share. That changes who we are as human beings. The virtues that explode, hopefully, in our lives, right? And the witness, because I'm a woman of the word, right?
Amen.
And that's what we want to share, and the beauty of passing that on and saying, okay, now you tell me this. And you know, when we hear our grandchildren and they are quoting Scripture, and then you're just like, yes, because that's the eternal word in them, and you're just so blessed to have that.
It's the most important heritage we can pass mm-hmm. on.
Right. True that. Now, how involved were your children in the process with
completely,
you?
Completely mm-hmm. involved. We have a normal size house and an abnormal size family. And so my office is a computer, a desktop at a counter in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's another kitchen appliance for me. So I bounce between the computer, the sink, and the stove, literally mm-hmm. all day.
I understand.
So I write the book standing up. I write the emails, the articles. Yeah. I plan workshops standing up at this desktop.
Beyond multitasking.
And so sometimes when my very expressive family pours into the kitchen, because that's the heart of the home, I literally will be standing like this with my ears, my fingers in my ears, trying to think, to write, and my kids will look at me and say, Mom, you are in the middle of the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So hence having to write them early. But then as the kids would go by, it was a captive audience. Like, hey, what do you think of this? Mm-hmm. They were such sharp editors mm-hmm. that when Marian Press accepted these for publication, they didn't ask me to rewrite a single stanza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Incredible.
Because it was junk.
My kids would bust my chops mm-hmm. if anything was a little off. And you talked about your sons, how mm-hmm. you could hear them rapping.
Yeah.
So if you could recall, this was years ago when we wrote these. So this was the time Hamilton was still kind of happening. So everyone mm-hmm. sort of had that internal rhythm and how syllables mm-hmm. should go. Yeah. Everyone was very astute mm-hmm. about how rhyme should work. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the ways to share the books. If they're very, very young children, you just ask them to listen and which stanza goes with the picture and they can point.
Right.
As they're learning language mm-hmm. and rhyme, you can read the first three lines and not read the end rhyme and have them guess. And that worked almost every time with my youngest sons, except one time the better answer would have been heaven. And I got to the last rhyme and I looked and the two little boys yelled, Kevin!
<That's good>.
No.
Well, thanks for opening up how these books have been written, and there's so much more that you need to be sharing. Thank God we have you again tomorrow. So plenty more to come. Plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Father John Paul is here with us, and he'll be sharing his reflection on this time with Sarah. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we are beyond delighted to have Father John Paul with us. Well, Father, what did you think about all the things that Sarah was sharing about those beautiful books?
I love stories in general. And Sarah Bess, just her vocation as a wife and a mother, and just to see the Holy Spirit's, mm-hmm. Prompting her to to do this initiative. Growing up, I always had my mom reading stories to me, and I had my favorite books. Mm-hmm. I will not say what my favorite books are, because whenever I do say that, only it'll be 10, I have people from all over the world sending me copies of my favorite books. I can remember there was a book growing up that had Bible stories in it. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to read the scriptures with your children, the mm-hmm. sacred scriptures, and to allow them to soak in the Word of God. I just love what comes to mind right now is Romans 12. Do not be conformed to this world.
I love that one.
But be transformed mm-hmm. by the renewal of your mind, so that you may judge what is the will of God, what is good, pleasing, and perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So allow the Word of God to transform your mind.
Yes.
We're not called to change God. We're not called to change the Word of God. But the Word of God, when we read the Word of God and allow it to soak in us, the Word of God is meant to change us, mm-hmm. To change our own minds, to change our own hearts. And I think, what she said about story, about sharing the greatest story ever mm-hmm. told. This is the greatest story ever told. And I think that when we share the greatest story ever told, it comes into contact with our story, mm-hmm. because we have a story. Mm-hmm. We have a unique story. Jim, you have a unique story. Joy, you have a unique story. Sarah Beth has a unique story. So when our story comes into contact with the greatest story ever told, mm-hmm. It's redeemed. Our story, broken as it is sometimes, is redeemed by the greatest story.
Mm-hmm. And the beauty of the Word being so alive. And you can read the scripture 40 years ago, and
sure.
then you can read the scripture today, and then the Holy Spirit, as only the Holy Spirit can do, will apply a word out of a verse, and you're just like, I never saw that before. I never had that encounter before. I never knew that before. Because that's Him constantly revealing mm-hmm. Himself to you.
Well, it's ever new.
You always
learn something different. Mm. I mean, I've been a priest now for 11 years mm-hmm. and preached on, I think virtually every gospel that is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, mm-hmm. Every passage. And I'm always finding new things.
Yeah.
You always have to be studying. You always have to be praying and learning. You can never exhaust the capacity of the faith.
Mm-mm.
Even the human person, the mystery of the human person, is inexhaustible.
Right. Mm.
Father, close us in a prayer and with a blessing, please.
Sure, Jim. Family, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may He turn His face to you and be merciful to you, and may He show you His kindness and give you His peace. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Go in
peace.
Thank
you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you for being a part of the EW10 family. You're an important part. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.